Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Dr. King's words ring true today in this debate on H.R. 923, the Emmett Till Unsolved Civil Rights Crime Act. We can no longer stand by and allow those civil rights cold cases to collect dust on our shelves. As a nation, we owe it to the victims and their families and the country generally to provide long overdue justice. Before I begin, I see waiting in the wings my good friend and colleague, a gentleman from Georgia, Mr. Lewis. His diligence and perseverance on this legislation has been instrumental in getting us here today. Mr. Chairman, thank you for considering this bill. It's truly an honor to stand in league with my friend from Georgia as we began this bill, actually this trek in the last session of Congress, and certainly a giant in the civil rights legislation, and it's a privilege for me, Mr. Lewis, to stand with you on this bill. I also want to thank Alvin Sykes, who's the president of the Emmett Till Justice Campaign, and also former Senator Jim Talent from Missouri. Had it not been for them, I don't think we'd be standing here today. Mr. Sykes was inspirational in reopening the Emmett Till case, for whom this legislation's named, and came to Senator Talent 2 years ago with the idea that ultimately spawned this legislation. You know, I think in the short time of this calendar year, a couple of months ago, we commemorated as a nation the 150-year anniversary of the Dred Scott decision. As the gentleman from Michigan eloquently stated a moment ago, there have been chapters in our country's history that are not proud chapters. And yet, we cannot turn past those chapters in the book of history, but instead must focus and right wrongs. For those of you who don't know the story of Emmett Till, Emmett was a 14-year-old African-American boy from Chicago, spent a summer vacation with relatives in Mississippi. One afternoon, young Emmett spotted a Caucasian woman and allegedly whistled. And for this indiscretion, he was kidnapped from his house. He was brutally beaten. He was thrown into a river with weights around his neck. And although Emmett's murderers were quickly arrested and placed on trial, the jury acquitted them and they walked out of the courtroom as free men. What makes this story even more tragic is that about a year later, one of the murderers confessed to his guilty conduct, without remorse, no less, an interview in Look magazine. As an original co-sponsor of this bill, I rise today to express my strong support for this legislation, as I hope it will help bring closure to countless families who continue to suffer from injustices perpetrated so long ago. As has been noted, this legislation will establish an unsolved civil rights crime investigative office within the FBI to investigate these pre-1970 cases in conjunction with, that is, in conjunction with state and local authorities. H.R. 923 will also create an unsolved crime section to prosecute these cold cases. You know, in my previous life as a prosecutor, I tried some three dozen or so murder cases. And with any trial, particularly murder trials, time is of the essence, and that's especially true with cold cases that this legislation addresses. Over the past nearly 20 years, we've had 29 unsolved civil rights murder cases that have been reopened, reexamined. Thankfully, 22 convictions have resulted. We've seen justice brought to the families of Henry D. and Charlie Moore, who were only 19 when they were murdered. What were their infractions that caused this horrific end to their lives? Henry and Charlie were believed to have knowledge about African Americans importing firearms into the country. And for this, James Ford Seal and a group of fellow Klansmen kidnapped Henry and Charlie, took them into the woods, brutally beat them, drove them to Parker's Landing in Mississippi, where Henry, we may have an additional minute. Gentlemen, additional minute.
I yield the gentleman additional minute.
Thank you, Mr. Forbes. Took Henry and Charlie into the woods, brutally beat them. Henry was tied to an engine block, thrown into the Mississippi River, still alive. Charlie had to sit there and watch his friend drown, knowing that his fate would be no different. Their bodies were found several months later. Henry still tied to the engine block, Charlie to a pile of iron weights. After more than 40 years, James Ford Seal finally held accountable for his actions, convicted just last week for his role in the murders. A fellow Klansman given immunity in exchange to testify about Seal's role in the murders. The nation has witnessed the conviction of Edgar Ray Killen for his part in the murders of civil rights activists Andrew Goodman, Michael Schwerner, James Chaney. Ironically, tomorrow, June 21st, actually marks the anniversary of those murders. We recently seen authorities reexamine the murders of Johnny Mae Chapel in Florida, Jimmie Lee Jackson in Alabama. Hopefully, hopefully with the enactment of H.R. 923, many more. As Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall once said, justice too long delayed is justice denied. I urge all my colleagues to support this legislation so we can continue to help heal the nation, rectify the inequities of the past, and provide justice to those that it has seemingly forgotten.